So always when you Google jokes, you have to make sure you write clean jokes, as I've learned from the past. This time I did it right. And so, I don't even know if these are real jokes, but I figured this will set this stage. I will read to you some jokes. I put in the words one word difference jokes, okay? One word can change your day, your feelings, and life. For example, this is your captain speaking. This isn't your captain speaking. What one word really makes a woman want to talk about everything on their mind? Good night. With the new school year, teachers hand out those "we'd like to know more about you" forms for the students to fill out. One of the questions were, use one word to describe yourself. My son's answer, can't follow directions. Not so funny. But sometimes, one word makes a difference. Now, it often happens in my house, because I've got kids in a couple yeshivas. This year in only four yeshivas. And so, there's big machlokasim between sometimes the moras at Beis Yaakov, the rabbeim in Yeshiva Ketana, sometimes rabbeim within Yeshiva Ketana, about how to do the brachos. So they all, every kid gets up there to light. Many of them get up there to light, and they say, "Yeah, lahadlik ner,
shell,
Chanukah,
shell Chanukah." So, is that the correct nusach? Let's take an art scroll.
It has it in parentheses.
It has it in parentheses. You know what parentheses means? It's a great Sunday morning shiur. That's what parentheses means. Because what in the world is a parentheses? What page is it in this art scroll? We have to find it, okay?
680.
This one, 680. Thank you. Okay, perfect. Okay, that's good. Good.
Everybody else make up their own words.
They might make it up. Okay, so let's see. We have to find it. It's around there, right? Is it Sukkot? Is it before Sukkot? After Sukkot? Purim out here, right here. I think it's like 780 maybe. Okay, but same idea. Okay, here we go. This one doesn't have any parentheses. This one has Baruch Ata Hashem Okeinu Melech Olam Shirek Sham Savitzvanu Ladwik Ner Shel Chanukah. Some of them have parentheses. Parentheses usually means you don't say it. That's right, usually right. What does that one say?
The Hebrew edition has parentheses.
Parentheses. So the English one, the RCA one, maybe it's a modern Orthodox thing, but I don't think so. So it says Ladwik Ner Shel Chanukah without any parentheses. The regular Hebrew one, the brown one, whatever, says Ladwik Ner Shel. Shell parentheses, Chanukah. So today we are going to find out what you are supposed to say. And often the kids fight about it. Oh, no, my Rebbe said it's Ladwik Ner, Shell Chanukah. Oh, Ladwik Ner. Fine. What's the basis? So you open up a Gemara Shabbos, and it actually tells you the bracha. So what do you have to think? You don't have to do anything so intelligent. You simply open up a Gemara and see what the Gemara says. It should be as simple as turning a page in a Gemara. Everyone knows the Gemara is in Shabbos. Talk about the bracha. What do you have to make the bracha? Blah, blah, blah. The Gemara says on Yom Rishon, on the first day, you say all these brachas. My Mavarech, what bracha do you make? Mavarech, Asher Kedeshanim Mitzosav Vitzivanu, Vahadwik Ner, Shel Chanukah. Very simple. Very simple. It's the Gemara. You look at Maseches Sofrim, which are a combination of Brisos. Septa type, material, early sources, also says, Ladwik Ner, Shel Chanukah. Pretty basic, straight up. What does that say?
Parentheses.
What is it? What are you reading from? I can't see.
This is a Chanukah app.
Chanukah app, okay. We have to check what Chabad says. New? You guys got your homework. We're going to find out.
Shell
in parentheses. Okay, I didn't understand it, but shell in parentheses is a cop-out. That means that someone wants you to come to the shir and try to figure out what in the world is going on, say or not say. You know, you look at all of them, they say put in parentheses. This is interesting. This article doesn't have any parentheses. So if you look at a Gemara, there's no parentheses in the Gemara. It's a straight-up Lahadwik Ner Shell Chanukah. You look at Mesech Sofrim, Lahadwik Ner Shell Chanukah. You look at the riff in the back of the Gemara, Lahadwik Ner Shell Chanukah. You look at the Rambam, Lahadwik Ner, Shell Chanukah.
The parentheses is a printer's error.
Or not. I got a few more minutes to tackle this. I'm not leaving so fast here. But one second. So you, the one sidebar of this discussion is, even if you have this word Shel Chanukah, how many words is Shel Chanukah? How many words? Don't look at me like I'm an idiot. No. Shel Chanukah. No. Two. Okay. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. Yeah. Yeah.
Shel.
No. Shel Chanukah is two words. No. The Shla says, nope, you got it wrong. It's Shel Chanukah, one word. Now, what is the advantage of the Shla of making it one word? Like, who really cares? And at the end of the day, it sounds almost, Shel, I guess I'm not going to sing it for you, but no, Shel Chanukah. That would make it two words. If you say Shel Chanukah, I don't know, someone could help me with the Nusach over here, but you would have to sing it according to the Shla that it's one word. Now, what is the difference between one word versus two words? What do we say by Nero Shabbos? No, I mean, we don't, many of us don't say it, but no, a wife, a mother, sister, what?
Nero Shabbos.
Shel, two words, right? So what's the difference? By Shabbos, we say Shel Shabbos, but by Chanukah, we say either Shel Chanukah, but according to the Shla, Shel Chanukah is one word, because what's the point of the Shabbos candles? Point to the Shabbos candles, the candles we discussed on Shabbos versus Chanukah candles. Shabbos candles are for your own benefit. It's so you don't crack your neck and so you see your delicious potato kugel that you're eating. It's to make it that there you could read a book, read the Queen's Jewish Link. You could read it on the couch and that's you need Shabbos candles so that you could see on Shabbos. Chanukah candles by contrast are simply just for Pursumenisa. So therefore, says the Shua, that by Shabbos candles, when it's for Shalom Bayis, you say it's Shel Shabbos, because it's for Shabbos. But it's also Shel. Shel implies it's a little bit for you. It's not Shabbos. It's Shel Shabbos. Shel means like a four. Four could kind of like imply, yeah, a little bit for me as well. Chanukah candles, it's Shel Chanukah. It's solely for Chanukah. Now, file that away, because that gives you a little bit of ammo over here, perhaps, to what? To delete the entire word shell. According to the Shla, if it's Shel Chanukah as one word, because the shell ain't so important, the emphasis is on the Chanukah, so why bother saying shell at all? Then you think, okay, this is a very short shir. I just opened up Shulchan Aruch. He should say, like the Gemara, like the Masechet Sofrim, like the Rambam, like the Rif, like all the other Rishonim. You open up a Shulchan Aruch. Well, Amarwik Bilel Rishon. You make light on the first night. Mavarach Gimel Brachas. You make three brachas. Lahadwik Ner Chanukah. Shasanisim, Shechyanu, Vimlo Birch, blah, blah, blah. Fine. No. Ba'adwik, Ner, Chanukah. Says the Pri Chadash. Got the Pri Chadash for you here. Says the Pri Chadash. On the words of the Shulchan Aruch, Kain hu Iker Hanuscha. This is the proper Nusach. Hamidukdekes, which is very precise. The nusach of the Shas, of the Rif, of the Rambam, that they write, Vahadwik ner Shel Chanukah, Eino Iker. It's not correct. It's not correct.
It's a big step.
It's a big step. Prichadish is 1700s, 1600s maybe. Mm. I'm saying, so up until 1617, we're talking about everyone. I mean, Shulchan Aruch actually shouldn't say that. Shulchan Aruch says, right, Shulchan Aruch is in 14 or 15, whatever, right, the cusp, right there, right? End of 14, early 15, I think so. Right? So, Shulchan Aruch already, 15, right? It's more 15, right? And so he, I think so. And so he, Shulchan Aruch already, clearly says, L'adwik ner Chanukah. But again, he's not really having a robust discussion about this at all. Pri Chodesh, 100 or so years later, is already piping up and saying, yeah, that Lashon of Shulchan Aruch is very precise. It's Miduk Dekes. It's exact.
But you can ask the same thing about Shabbos, too. With the word Shel.
Agreed.
Really the proper...
Yeah, but you ain't going to find any, I don't think. Parentheses by Shabbos.
You can ask, because Is Sheldon really like
words? Yo, I'm totally with you. I'm totally with you. I'm totally with you. And I'm going to... I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm with you. But Shulchan Aruch, I think, says Shel by I think so. We have to check it up by Shabbos. So what's this business of getting rid of the Shel by Chanukah? Okay. So we need to answer that question. So, new? What's the reason? So reason number one, yeah? I think we've got eight reasons. Well, boom, 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 and then you're free, yeah? Reason number one over here, and some of them overlap a little bit. Reason number one is that, guess what? Shulchan Aruch was not your kid's fourth grade mora. You know what Shulchan Aruch is doing? Teaching you the halachas, and on the first day you make three brachas, second day you make two brachas. He's not over here, your kid's mora, telling you, oh, okay, this is how you say exactly this bracha. No, he just shorthands it. He says, Amadwik Bilel Rishon, Mavar Kimel brachas, Ladwik Ner Chanukah. When you write it in your siddur, of course you say, Ladwik Ner Shel Chanukah. But again, they're printing press, and you don't like this answer. They got eight answers for a reason. Anytime there's eight answers to a question, you know that what? Question is much better than any of these answers. Yeah? The question, answer number one, says the same for Pulis Tzadik, is that Shulchan Aruch is not giving you a precise language of the bracha. He's simply focused on the halakhas. Three brachas, two brachas. If you forget this one, what do you do? He's not giving you a nusach of the brachas. And therefore he says, answer number one is even... The Shulchan Aruch would agree that you say Lahadwik Ner Shel Chanukah. That would mean, according to that answer, parentheses in art scroll is dead wrong. And you must say, like this art scroll, the RCA version, Lahadwik Ner Shel Chanukah. Answer number two is the Yalkut Yosef, the former now chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, and now his brother is, which is Rabbi Avad Yosef's first son, who was the last chief rabbi for the last 10 years. His second son, or none of his son, took over for the next 10 years, and we'll have a lot of Yosefs for 30 years of Mirtz Hashem in a row as the chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael, but Sfardi's chief rabbi of Eretz Yisrael. And so, Yalka Yosef, in one of his excellent Sfarim, writes like this. He says, look, there must have been different manuscripts, which had different Lashonos. So why does the Shulchan Aruch pick the one that says L'hadwik Ner Chanukah when the Gemara says another way? He says, you know what? It doesn't make a difference. You know? Why am I wasting your time? And he says, don't. He says, it's not such an important thing. Shel Chanukah is a very Sfarish answer. Don't be so, you know, brisker Torah over here. Shel or not shelter. Very simple. You make the bracha and that's it. You know, shell, not shell. It doesn't make a difference. It doesn't barely is. If you think about the meaning, I meant to translate this before, but then I realized, you run into a wall when I try to do this, but I'll translate it for you. L'adwik ner, to light the fire, shell Chanukah, of Chanukah, or L'adwik ner, to light the candle, light the Chanukah candles, right? It doesn't really make such a difference in English. So what is this? It says, yeah, it doesn't make a difference. So you know what he did? So the Shulchan Aruch just picked the Lashon of Mikubalim. Some of the Mikubalim, the Kabbalistic poskim, he says like the Ari and others, have this girsa that say, L'adwik Ner Chanukah. So Shulchan Aruch says, since it makes no difference, usually we don't pass like Kabbalah against the Gemara, here it makes no difference, you may as well be Kabbalist about something which doesn't hurt you. That's what he says. And in fact, he says, if you don't say it, he quotes a Chemdas Yamim. Chemdas Yamim is itself is an interesting sefer, a controversial sefer. Some say it was written by Nathan of Gaza, who is a Shabtai Tzvi's right-hand man, or the instigator of Shabtai Tzvi, the false messianic Messiah. But many have disproven that. The Hasidim hold very much of Chemdas Yamim. Chemdas Yamim is the source of many of our, a little bit more of outside-the-box menhagim. Fruit on Tubav, cutting your hair for Lag BaOmer, whatever it is. So Chemdas Yamim is a little bit controversial. It's been obviously accepted for the most part. But he cites the Chemdas Yamim and says, if you say L'adwik Ner Shel Chanukah, it's an insult to Shamayim. Okay, so therefore, Shulchan Aruch was very clean. He said it's L'adwik Ner Chanukah. Answer number two. Answer number three is what I told you before. The Shua himself already, the Eilu Geshua, started already watering down this Lashon by saying, no, it's not L'adwik Ner Shel Chanukah, it's Shel Chanukah. which means what? It's not an emphasis on the shell. Chanukah candles are not for you. They're for Persumei Nis. So they're very different than Shabbos candles, which are for you, so you don't crack your neck and you see your potato kugel. And therefore, it should be, once you're already putting in shell Chanukah as one word, you may as well just delete the shell altogether.
But is it a word?
What is it?
Even the Shlo was obviously very sensitive to the fact that the Gemara says Shel Chanukah, but to him, the shell is a little bit unnecessary, so he tried to merge it so that it's not so awkward to say shell, emphasis on me, Chanukah. No, so you make it Chanukah. It's really like just a prelude. You're right, the grammar, maybe again, grammar's not my forte. Maybe there's a better way to say it. But again, he's fumfering with this idea of how do I get rid of the word shell. So says the Chidah, well, hello, Shulchan Aruch took a stab at it. You know what he said? Get rid of the word shell. It doesn't make any sense. Answer number four says the Shari Tshuva, says that it's a similar idea. Ner Chanukah is the only mitzvah. So we say, Ladwik Ner Chanukah, because what is the mitzvah of Chanukah? Neros. So Ladwik Ner Chanukah, Ner and Chanukah are hand in hand. But Ner Shel Shabbos, this is really a Kiddush year. Yeah, I didn't preface that this is we're doing Chanukah this week. I figured it all figured out when Chanukah is connected to Chanukah. But you want our connection to Kiddush. This is technically a Kiddush series. Shabbos has other mitzvahs. So if you light when you light candles, Ladwik Ner Shabbos, that implies that the main part of Shabbos is what? The Ner. That's an insult to our whole Kiddush year. There's a whole concept of other things we do on Shabbos. Kiddush, you know, Suda, whatever. So it would be an insult if we said, well, Ladwik Ner Shabbos. Chanukah, though, the whole point of Chanukah is the candles. Answer number five, he says, you know why, says the Prima Gadim? Well, Ladwik Ner Chanukah. You know why Ner Chanukah, not Shel Chanukah? Because we're referring to specific. It's not the holiday, the candles of the holiday of Chanukah. It's referring to the Chanukah candles that what? That were in the Beis HaMikdash, and that's the whole reason why we have certain formations of where we put the candles or how we put the candles, especially in Shul, is because it's connected. Everyone knows that the Neris Chanukah have some connection to the Neris of the Beis HaMikdash. Therefore, of course, you should say Ner Chanukah, not Ner Shel Chanukah, because it's not of the holiday of Chanukah. It's the Chanukah candles that were in the Beis HaMikdash. Answer number six, the Heilig Kedushas Levi. Now we have to go a little bit, you know, off the deep end over here, yeah? Not lit fish of Torah so much over here. The Heilig Kedushas Levi says, Lahadwik Ner Chanukah, the Rosh Tevis of the word Lamed, yeah? Lamed is 30, Ner is, Nun is what? 80, and Chanukah is, Ches is 88. What is 88 in Gematria? Pach. Yeah? Pach, Shemen, right? The Pach, Shemen, because Pach Nishbar, the Pach will be broken, we'll be saved from Tehillim. So therefore he says, if we want it to be Lahadwik Ner Chanukah, it gets better. The Heilig Kav HaYashar, he says like this, there are 13 words, right? Baruch, can someone count for me? No? You know? Baruch Ato Hashem, Keinu Melech Olam, Asher Kedushan Mitzosav, Vitzivanu, Lahadwik Ner Chanukah is 13. If you say Shel Chanukah, it's 14. But if you say 13 words of Chan in the bracha plus the Yud Gimel Midos, 13 and plus 13, you get Yud Kei Vav Kei. It's 26. Deep idea. We want a Kodesh Baruch Hu's name to be in the Chanukah candles.
Where does the Yud Gimel Midos come in?
Not a clue. Yeah. So it's Yud Gimel is a holy number in Klal
Yisrael. Always sounds good.
Look, I have to look back at the source. Maybe elaborates. I'm sure he does. Hey, there's Yud Gimel Midos. It's the Midos Rachem. That's the candles are supposed what to.
Is
Guys, I'm a witfak, and I could just pass on to you. Told you I'd give you eight answers, I give you eight answers. Yeah? Eight answers for eight nights. I didn't realize that. It's eight answers. Yeah, we want, yeah, for sure, we want these. Correct. We want the numbers. I have extreme skills because I can't explain it to you. Doesn't mean it's wrong. It just means that it's not my style. Yeah? Eighth answer is from the Eilig Nadvorna Rebbe based on the Hilchis Ketanis. Listen to this. Yeah? He says like this, Lahadwik Ner Chanukah is a Lamed, a Nun, and a Ches. If you mix up those letters, you get the word Nachal. What does that mean? Nachal stands for Notzer Chesed Lalofim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed for the thousands. Now, what does that have anything to do? This is the Nadvarna Rebbe, yeah? What does that have to do with anything, yeah? Listen to this. He says, L'chora, al pi ha-teva. Logically, yeah? Kevin shall you comment ma'at neged am mole. Harechnisu is atzmon begedesh shom ma'abed atzmon ledas. How in the world could the Chashmonaim start up with the Greeks? There are a couple of little people. They're going up against thousands of armies and elephants, v'chule, v'chule. It's suicide. How could they rebel? He says, k'alpi derech ha-teva, it doesn't make sense naturally that they would have been successful. Ella, the cave and the whole kavanas hashmonon, the whole intent of the hashmonon b'milchamtam loa yisal atzmam. It wasn't about them. Rak matarosam heyosatzolus klal Yisrael. They weren't focused on their few lives. They were focused on saving the Jewish nation miyada yavanim from the Greeks. Shebikshu ifgola b'klal Yisrael. They wanted to destroy klal Yisrael. Al Kain, therefore, are you smuchim? They were confident, ubetukim, and sure. Shekoach harabim, that the zechus of a community, the zechus of a shul, the zechus of a group of friends, yamod lehem, would stand for them, v'yizku v'nisim l'mala midarech ha-teva, would make their success above the natural world. V'zeo haremez, that's what it means. The hakol ha-amshich midas notzer chesed, v'u'ayideh la'alofim. God does chesed not because of our own personal zechus, because of the zechus of the community, the zechus of the shul. Perish ayde shabakosha ya'avar rabim. If you ask for something for yourself, you're not as assured that you're going to be answered as if you ask, I want our shul to have a matzliach here, I want our community to have a matzliach here and be matzliach, then you'll be matzliach. That's what it says. No tzir chesed, God does chesed la'alafim because of the thousands, and that's what we want. La'adwikner Chanukah, not Shel Chanukah, so we could refer to this Nachal idea. And that's why, perhaps, a big lesson in Chanukah. Before I give you the last final psak out of Paskin, yeah? So a lesson I think is quite clear, that the nes of Chanukah, the miracle of Chanukah, is that we try to focus on the koach harabim, the zechus of us as a community, of us not in our own little worlds, but of us caring for Eretz Yisrael, caring for Klal Yisrael, and with that, we'll hopefully have a beautiful Chanukah. How do you Paskin? So, of course, it is a machlokas. Mishnah Brura seemed to say, V'staipur b'chayim Kanievsky say, V'ad v'kner shel Chanukah. The Vilna Gaon, a lot of the Brisker Torah, Shlomo Zalman, Chubis van August, Rav Schechter, says it's Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. The point is, do whatever your father does or whatever your father did. If you don't know what to do, I think the more proper Nusach is Lahadlik Ner Chanukah. I think the Minig Olam, though, is to say Lahadlik Ner Shel Chanukah. Shkoyach.